Hello.
Do we say Weird Al or Mr. Yankovic?
Whatever you like.
All right, so Mr. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
It is Bob doing? And Antoine here on K92 in Roanoke, sir. We are so stoked for you to come to town next on the 25th.
I can't wait.
Now, the Strings Attached tour is basically the exact opposite of your last tour. Al, how did this come about?
Well, I wanted to kind of mix things up concert-wise. Like, last tour was the ridiculously ill-advised vanity tour, and that was more for the hardcore fans. So it was like a stripped-down version of the show without any production stuff. And this year, we're back to playing the hits. We've got the costumes and the props and the big LED screen. We've got background singers, and we've got a full 41-piece symphony orchestra. So we're really, blowing out all the stops.
And we heard in the background they're rehearsing. Which song are they rehearsing? Can you tell us?
Oh, the orchestra is actually my opening act as well. So they do like a 20-minute set where they do a couple orchestral themes from famous movies.
Do people still give you ideas for songs to this day as you're just walking down the street?
That's kind of the bane of my existence. Yeah, everywhere I step out in public, I'll be shopping for broccoli. And, oh, Al, I've got this great idea that I've been holding on to since the third grade. You'll love it.
So I shouldn't try and sell you on my Acid Rain parody that I got a detention for in sixth grade for writing during a math test?
Maybe put a pin in that one.
Now, Weird Al, I know that you play the accordion. No, I'm not asking for spoilers, but is there any chance we get a solo on the 25th?
Well, maybe just for you guys. We'll see.
All right.
The accordion is not featured quite as much because we do have like a symphony orchestra, but it does make an appearance.
Will the band be playing with the orchestra as well, your regular band?
Oh, absolutely. I want to stress this. It's not like, a night at the opera. This is a full-on rock show, but it's just it is embedded by an orchestra. So it's as rock and roll as it always is, but it's just got the gravitas along with it.
In terms of permission these days for songs, is it easier than it was 20, 30 years ago, or is it more difficult?
A little easier because I've got the track record now. Because when I first started out, nobody knew who this Weird Al guy was, and my manager wasn't getting his phone calls returned. But, now that people kind of know what I do and what I'm about, and it's kind of proven that when I do a parody, the original artist sells more records. I mean, it's a good bottom line situation for them. So now they're actually kind of excited to get the phone call.
And if I can just be selfish for a minute, if I can just tell you, I have a geek out moment for me is when you were on Arsenio Hall promoting your movie, and when he told you to set it up, you looked at the camera and said, "Here's a clip from my movie." I mean, that's
a perfect setup.
That's what you did. Is it weird that I still have that on VHS and I'll never throw that tape away, Al?
That's a little weird, yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And we're on the phone with Weird Al Yankovic. He's coming to the Berglund Center Performing Arts Theater Tuesday, June 25th. And I do believe it's game time. Take it away, Antoine.
All right, Weird Al. So it's a game that I love to play. It's called One Guy to Go, okay? I am going to give you four different things, and you have to wipe one from existence.
Because it's got to go.
Because it has to go. It got to go.
This is going to get me in trouble, I can tell already, but go ahead.
All right, so the first one, we're starting easy. The category is desserts.
All right.
Would you get rid of cookies, pies, cakes, or brownies?
Oh, gosh. Well, I like, in general, I like pie better than cake. Cookies, gosh, it all depends on, the specific iteration of these fine desserts. This is tough. You're starting with a tough one. I'm going to go with brownies. Gotta go.
Oh, yeah. Tough one. That is a tough one.
For me, it would have been pies. I would have got rid of. I'm not a big pie fan.
You'd be wrong. You'd be wrong, sir.
All right. So you have talked about in past interviews like some of your inspirations. Which one of these has to go? Mad TV, Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, or the Chappelle Show? Since they all like parody music and TV shows and things like that.
Oh. See, now, you're going to get me in trouble here. You're totally going to get me in trouble. Gosh. Well, I love all of them. Let me preface it by saying that if I had to lose one, with all due respect to Key & Peele, I'd have to say we'd have to lose Mad TV.
Ooh,
okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's a good one.
That's a real good
one,
actually.
I'm sorry about that, but, you're asking the tough questions.
All right. So now we're going to jump into your music. You have endless amount of hits. But I picked out four of them for a particular reason, so you have to get rid of one of your four.
All right.
Another one, Rides the Bus, Eat It, Amish Paradise, or White and Nerdy.
I have to get rid of one of them?
One of them has to disappear.
Oh. You're tough. I don't, you know, just because it's at this point like 40 years old, let's get rid of Another One Rides the Bus.
There you go.
All right, that's a safe answer.
Yeah, that's a nice safe answer.
All right, and if I'm not mistaken, you like Star Wars, correct?
I do.
All right, so I have two Star Wars ones for you, okay?
All right.
The first one is Star Wars characters. Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, or Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Oh, come on.
You got to get rid of the game. It's not an easy game. We have to have a serious. This is a serious game.
Okay. Well, Obi-Wan's old anyway, so he's out of time.
Solid logic.
All right. I think this one may be easier. It's Star Wars movies. Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, The Last Jedi, Return of the Jedi. And these were ranked as the four best Star Wars movies in order.
Really? Wow. You're asking the impossible questions. I'm going to go with Return of the Jedi.
Ooh, I just knew it was going to be The Last Jedi.
Me too. Wow. Well, you didn't buckle under the pressure, Weird Al. Thank you so much.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
We had one goal going into this chat, Weird Al, that this wouldn't be the all-time worst interview you've ever had to sit through. Did we meet our goal?
It was not the worst.
All right.
That's all we wanted.
You have succeeded, my friends.
Weird Al Yankovic is going to be at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater Tuesday, June 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Berglund Center box office. Weird Al, you've got 20 seconds to talk him into the building. Go.
Well, first you go to the front of the building, and then you go inside the building. Then you find your seat, and you sit down, and you watch the show. Did I fill up 20 seconds?
That's it. You had like 8 seconds to spare. Good job. Efficiency.
Weird Al Yankovic, it was an absolute joy to talk to you on the phone. We're going to be at the show on the 25th, and thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll see you there. Thanks, guys.